State last night, 4-3, in a come-from-behind win. Next, the Gators will host Eastern Division rival South Carolina on Thursday. UF sophomore Taylor Gushue says he feels like the team is finally hitting its stride.
I think that how we played at the halfway point, I mean, it's definitely turned around for us. I can see it in, like, just the attitude, general attitude. I mean, I definitely feel it inside myself, and I'm sure a bunch of the other guys feel it too.
First pitch for tomorrow is set for 7:30. Switching sports, the first round of the Masters is set to begin tomorrow. UF senior and Gator golfer TJ Vogel will be one of six amateurs playing in the tournament at Augusta National. Florida men's golf coach Buddy Alexander says he told Vogel to just concentrate on his own game.
Well, we've gone over a lot of things, how to play each hole, just hopefully how to handle the situation, try to focus on his golf and not be too overwhelmed with the surroundings and everything else that's going on.
Vogel tees off tomorrow at 9:28. The Gator men's tennis team defeated Bethune-Cookman 7-0 today. The Gators are now 12-9 in the season. UF head coach Brian Shelton says winning a tough matchup make the players that much more excited.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, when you go through the struggles out there and you're having a hard time and you're working hard, it's nice when you can turn it around and get the win and then build some confidence, because we know confidence comes from having success.
Next, the team plays Kentucky on Friday. Florida football's defensive lineman coach Bryant Young has just recently announced that he'll be stepping down from his position. He stated that his decision was because he wanted to spend more time with his family. And the Miami Heat take on the Washington Wizards tonight. Heat players Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade will not be in the lineup due to injuries. And the Gators softball game against in-state rival USF is just currently getting underway. Lauren Hager will be the starting pitcher for the Gators. More cheap seats coming up for ESPN Radio 850-900. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. I mean, to put it in perspective, I think if I was sitting in the stands, I would be upset not to see the big players, but you got to understand, it's almost playoff time. I mean, you know, the Heat, they know they're going to playoffs, they're resting their big players, and, you know, they've been pretty public about it. You know, the fans know that they're not going to be playing, and the team's going to do what's best for the team.